Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 41 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila with Coleman & Company. And today we're going to talk about, well, what are we going to talk, what is the title of this?
Today is Opportunity Marketing, and we're going to get to that in a second. I just want to point out how much I enjoy the way your voice changes when we go on the microphone.
Yeah.
It really does. You get definitely a radio thing going on, which I really like. So, but today we're going to talk about opportunity marketing and our own little definition that we've worked out for that. I thought of this last night, as I was not watching the debate, the presidential debate, that a lot of people would be, and a lot of people are going to make money based on what those candidates said while they were on air.
So when anything happens in this wonderful world of ours, there are interesting events that happens. There are these meme events that go throughout society that becomes either a joke or something inspiring or something very interesting, and people all over make money selling t-shirts and caps and other wares based on these events. These little snippets of the world, these singular words people say, these phrases, all types of stuff. And that's what we're here to talk about, is how you can take advantage of that.
Yeah, so I just want to differentiate for a second. It's kind of like a more immediate version of event marketing. Like, I knew the Olympics were coming up 4 years before they, you know, the Olympics happen every 4 years. That's a big event. Mm-hmm. So I might, if my customer base is in tune with the Olympics, I might have apparel set up in advance, designs created in advance to take advantage of that in some way. If you've got a hometown girl that's part of the gymnastics team, or you know, you've got, you know, somebody in equestrian or somebody from your city or your state or your vertical niche that you go after that is participating in the Olympics, you've got plenty of notice. You can do like a hat and a shirt and stuff in support of that person or that event, and you can expect to do reasonably well with it. That's kind of event marketing.
Yes, okay.
And then there's holiday marketing.
So that is when Halloween is coming up.
Yep.
Right? And that's when you can prepare a bunch of Halloween type of wear.
Yes.
Whether it's you know, this is my Halloween costume t-shirt, you know, or caps, you know, bags, anything like that, Halloween bags for kids, you know, that are personalized for trick or treating. So there's all these types of things you can do as these holidays.
Right. Now, you do have to keep in mind that if you're going to do that kind of holiday marketing, like Halloween, you know, you had to be ready to sell in June because that's the way this stuff works. Okay. But opportunity marketing is a little bit different. It's more immediate. It's more, this is what happened this morning, this is what happened yesterday, this is what happened the day before yesterday.
It's things that are trending right now.
Right.
Online, on TV, in the news, on social media, in forums. It's things that everybody is talking about kind of together. It's what's going to be spoken about around the water cooler and the coffee pot.
One of our customers did a great job with this based around the Back to the Future date.
Yes.
And I was completely unaware of it until I got to work, but basically sometime in the past year was the date in the future that they went to in the Back to the Future movie.
Yeah, I think it was October 15th.
Okay.
Can somebody fact check that for me?
Yeah, please. Okay. We'll find somebody to do that.
2015, I believe that was the date, which is interesting because every year on that day for the past 8 years, things were going around social media saying that that was the day with somebody photoshopping the image.
Right.
Then finally the real day came, and I don't know if anybody believed it.
Well, I don't know either, but we had a customer that came up with a Back to the Future based t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, this is the future. I'm not even sure what it was, but and had some skills with Facebook advertising and did great. Sold like 600 shirts, you know, just on Facebook, just with that opportunity marketing.
So you look at are some interesting things coming up in the future? What are people starting to talk about?
Yeah.
So, you know, he may have noticed on social that people are already starting to talk about it a week in advance or a month in advance. And said, this could be an opportunity for me. With presidential things happening, you know, you mentioned with the debates.
Yeah.
That was one of the examples we said before was... Was there something that somebody said that was interesting or offensive or funny or weird, or was there just a gaffe that you feel, you know, people are already starting to buzz about? So what happens is you're watching the presidential debate. Somebody says something that is just obscure, whether it was just a misspeak or whatever it was, right? It could be funny, you know, funny usually works well. So they make a gaffe, they say something wrong, and you immediately start getting on that.
Right. So I actually, now that you say that, I actually remember when Mitt Romney was running for president.
Okay.
And he said something about catalogs full of women.
Yes.
And it was funny, and it was kind of inappropriate, and you could take it a lot of different ways. And there were catalogs of women jokes and shirts and everything all over the place.
Well, what happened just recently, and it's a perfect example that I witnessed happen online. You know, it's still kind of happening, but a few weeks ago, from the time that we were our recording this, Hillary Clinton said that half of Trump supporters are in this like basket of deplorables.
So
T-shirts were sold.
Yes.
On that statement. I mean, the next day and weeks after, even still now, you know, going on Facebook and Reddit and Twitter, you will see people with that t-shirt.
Yes.
It's a basket. It's like, hey, I'm in the basket. I'm part of the basket.
Right.
Or you go get in the basket, you know, whether you're for or against it.
Yeah.
And people made money off of this statement. Why? Because they heard that. They were like, oh my gosh, this is an interesting thing to say.
Right.
Then all of a sudden online, like, some people are laughing, some people are angry, some people are offended.
But whatever category you fall into, there's a good chance you're either going to buy the shirt or you're going to tell somebody about a shirt.
Or share the
shirt.
That's the thing. That's what was happening on these social sites like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Reddit is that people were like taking a picture of somebody wearing the shirt in the store, you know, and laughing about it and sharing it. And people were selling those t-shirts off of something that was said. So if you pay attention to these things, so I think everyone understands the idea now.
Yeah. So
execution.
Yeah. Let's talk about execution a little bit, because it's not like, okay, I bought my Avance embroidery machine Tuesday, or I bought my cut and press system and I got it yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. Now I'm going to sell 1,000 t-shirts with this phrase on it.
Yeah,
that's not how it works. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just not. You've got to have some kind of a marketplace to deliver these ideas already.
Yes.
Now, if you want to develop a reputation, you know, if you're a startup and you want to develop that reputation that this is your vertical market, this is your niche, is opportunity marketing.
Yes.
Is current events. Mm-hmm. Then what do you need to do? You need to join news sites and current event sites, and you need to develop a Facebook personality or group or page that attracts people that do that.
So then I think that leads to the question of where are you going to sell it?
Right.
So we've got a couple options, a few.
Yeah, we'll
see.
Several.
We'll see as we start talking. One is online. You've actually got a website.
Yes, that's your own store.
That's your own online store. We've also discussed how you can sell on Facebook and actually take a credit card on Facebook.
And I think this could be the perfect opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way.
Yeah, that's a great one. You can sell through an Etsy store. Some folks like to do that.
Yep.
Some folks like to sell through eBay.
Yep.
You know, so those are things that you can act quickly on.
You can
think of an idea, get it online, and start to sell it. Within an hour almost of you creating the idea, you could have it online.
And that's provided a couple of things. You will sell them if you already have people coming to your page, your Facebook page or your website or whatever. You'll also sell them, but you won't sell them if you don't online. If you just put up an image of this shirt or, you know, a video of you making this shirt or something like that, and you don't have a following already, no one's going to buy it.
That's right. That's where you have to advertise if you don't have the audience.
Right. So you either already have the audience or you get really good at Facebook advertising.
Yeah, and so you get good at this at Facebook advertising. Instagram is part of that as well. That might be, you know, a good place for it. You're gonna have to try these out for yourself because it depends on what you're doing.
Right.
There is a Google, of course, if you're
looking for Google search, ads or Bing ads.
Yeah, search or Bing ads if you're looking for that search advertising. So that's another way to do it. And also within that realm is getting particularly good at getting on places where people are going to search for that. So if somebody, you know, thought they're looking for that t-shirt on Back to the Future maybe, or they're looking for a basket of deplorables shirt or whatever it might be, and you're at the place, that's where being on Etsy and eBay might work well. Because people actually go there, they're trying to find this shirt, and they go on to these sites that they maybe buy from regularly.
That's a good point. Yep.
So you're either going to advertise by getting on Facebook and interrupting people in their feed.
Writing Facebook a check.
Yeah, writing Facebook a check or Instagram or whatever else it might be, or it could be Reddit. You know, is another place you could do this. There's a lot of places where you can advertise like this, where people are doing things and you say, this idea is so good, I can interrupt people while they're doing something else.
Yes.
And say, ooh, that's a good idea for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it now.
And when Mark is talking about interrupting, like interruption marketing, what he's talking about is putting an ad in somebody's Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Right? So you check your Facebook in the morning and bam, there's an ad. That's the advertiser, us, interrupting your day. Saying, here, look at this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be similar to a Reddit style of advertising as well. You know, any of these places where people are going, and then you're going to say, hey, look at this great t-shirt idea.
Right.
When they weren't thinking about buying that shirt until they saw you advertising.
Yeah, now that works particularly well, and one of the free ways that you can do this is if you are in a particular niche already and the opportunity marketing is within your niche.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So for example, let's say you are a big you're into horseback riding and horse racing,
mm-hmm.
and a particular horse came in third that it was expected to be in first, or a horse with a particularly funny or unusual name wins, or there's some kind of controversy in that community that you know about because you're plugged in and you know other people like you are going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it wasn't a presidential candidate that said something ridiculous. Maybe it was a jockey at an acceptance speech, maybe it was somebody on a commission that regulates, the horse equestrian competitions,
mm-hmm.
something inside your world, or maybe you're just a huge Game of Thrones fan and television provides an incredible amount of niche markets and opportunity marketing. Opportunities.
Yes, they're there. So you've got to have a place to be able to maybe get on the track, on the path. You've got to have a place to be able to sell them. So either need an online store, you need to be Etsy, selling it on Facebook, selling it on eBay. You need to have a place for people to buy it online, or you've got a storefront.
Yes. And you're plugged into the local market.
Which means you've got traffic and you've got a way to deliver your message out to people to know to show up your store to buy this particular, or you already have traffic coming in consistently where you can put up a new garment when something is hot and interesting.
Yeah.
And people will come in and buy it. So you've got to have one of those things, or you regularly attend some sort of a market or something on a weekly basis.
Right.
You've got to have some sort of an outlet where if you don't have any of those things, if all of your business is through referral and you don't really have an audience where you can email market to them.
This is going to be hard. Yeah. It's just not going to work.
It won't work for you. You've got to choose one of these things. So if you're into the online thing, then you've got to be able to have a place where you can be nimble and quickly take an idea and get it online where somebody could provide credit card or PayPal and pay for it immediately.
Right. You do. Now let's say that you that you have this kind of thing or you're interested in developing it.
Okay.
You don't have to have it now. You could get good at Facebook advertising. You could develop an online store and you could make opportunity marketing part of how you think you're going to succeed in 6 months or in a year as you develop your communities. Where would you get the ideas if you don't have a specific really niche market like basket weaving or you know whatever it is, scuba diving, where would you get the ideas?
Okay, so I'd say there's two portions to this.
Okay.
So one is you watch trending things online. So you go on to Facebook. On the right hand side, there's a little trending tab.
Yeah.
See what's trending.
And actually, I'd never noticed that before. So thank you for that.
Now that you're there, you're
now I'm just going to see what other people are interested in.
So you can see the same thing on Twitter.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John is trending right now,
really?
By the way, on Facebook.
Did she die?
I
have no idea.
There's a lot of people talking about it. The debate.
Is she already dead?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anniversary.
Lovely woman though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll research this after it and not edit it.
Anyone interested can.
I don't know. So, but so that you follow Google news feeds and you see what is coming up, you know, right away.
And actually, I wanted to point out something that Google actually has Google Trends.
Yes.
And what it will do is it will break down, you know, one through a bajillion of what is trending in searches on Google. So if you go to Google Trends, just, you know, Google it.
Yeah, okay.
And it'll take you there and it literally says for today, when is Google's birthday? It is Google's birthday today. So that is a trending topic, so they say.
Yeah, so they say.
So they say. And then there was a shooting in Houston. It looks like Mr. Trump during the debate said something about stop and frisk.
Mm-hmm.
That is number three. There's more than 200,000 searches so far today. So, you know, you can go down this. There's stuff about Gary Johnson, about Will and Grace, a TV show, a fire. People I don't recognize.
Well, you go through that and this is where the second part comes in. So you go to the places where you like to go.
Yes.
And you look for these trends. You notice these trends. You have to have your eyes and ears open for this. You have to be kind of willing to accept this. And the second is you've got to have some creativity and you've got to have the ability to recognize something that is interesting, something not everybody has that.
You've got to be able to, you have to have the ability to recognize things that are interesting to other people.
To everybody. Yeah. Or not everybody, but yeah.
Or your group or your target.
Whatever niche you're going to sell to. Exactly. You've got to be able to see that.
Yeah.
So I like to think that I'm pretty good at that. I have no idea. I've never really tested that. But there are certain things that I see where I'm just like, this is it. This is going to be huge. People are going to talk about this. So, and other times it can be more obvious. So, baseball player Jose Fernandez died.
Okay.
And you can make tribute t-shirts, and make money off of that.
There's a lot of this kind of disaster and unfortunate event, like the Boston Strong.
Yeah.
You know, after the bombing. I mean, there's a lot of that kind of marketing that you can do. I survived Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
You know, things that aren't necessarily positive, but, you know, may serve a positive.
And you're going to get into the thing where, you know, why would you make money off of something bad that happened?
Right.
There's a couple things on that. For one, it's like just welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just bad things are going to happen and you could profit from it. You can also take some of that profit and do something good with it.
Right.
So you can say, well, I'm going to make this, you know, I'm going to do a Jose Fernandez tribute type of a shirt. He also used to donate to this charity. So
I'm going to give 10% of everything I sell to that.
Exactly.
Charity.
Yeah. So then you can turn it into, okay, here's something good for my business. Good for the people who are fans who are going to buy it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make them feel good to own and buy this shirt because they were a fan.
Yep.
And then good for the charity. So you can make it. You can take something that, although it is unfortunate and you can profit from it, you can turn it into where it's helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
In addition to just, you know, being good for your
business. I like that. And those are things that will get easily shared.
Yes.
You know, and frequently shared. So if you're doing the social media thing, which I recommend for this kind of an approach, then that's a type of opportunity marketing you've got to look at.
And you're going to get somebody who you're definitely going to get somebody who rags on you for doing that. And one out of 1,000 people, don't let it stop you.
Let me ask you something. Coleman and Company did it.
Yeah.
When Prince died.
Yeah.
You did a webinar on making, you know, Prince memorabilia, Prince tribute.
Yeah, because we were talking to our customers basically about this idea.
Yeah.
Is that this is something that you can do because people want it. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
is that
it's
people
true.
Want it. People
yeah.
want it.
They want to so be reminded. Yep. Yeah. They want to be reminded.
Who's going to make it? You guys. You know, right. you're the people in this industry, so people want it. But we did have, I think, one.
Yeah.
You know, one negative response. So it was like, how dare you?
And yeah.
I was like, I didn't sell any t-shirts. I didn't do anything. I'm like, we're just telling people about something that does exist. And there are people out there that want to buy this product. Why not make it?
Yes.
You know,
that's
there's
true.
Nothing wrong with that. So
and honestly, like, I support any shirt that doesn't say keep calm on it. I really, that's that's really.
I saw some keep calm, a group of kids. It was like maybe a middle or a high school sports
yes,
team.
Yes.
And they all had like keep calm and basketball on, you know, in the grocery store. And I wanted to ask them. I was like, who does your t-shirts? So
right.
I can recommend you buy them from somebody else.
And they're never actually calm. They never actually want you to be calm.
No, these kids were not calm.
Right.
They were very excitable and having fun in the grocery store.
Okay, so opportunity marketing. We talked about what that is, and that's taking advantage of current events, of daily events, mm-hmm. of hourly mm-hmm. events, of cultural trends that are going on right now, turning them into a custom t-shirt.
Yep.
Or a custom t-shirt idea.
Oh yeah, or a hat or a bag or whatever,
right.
whatever it could be, whatever you've got the ability to make with your equipment,
yep.
you can do. And remember that, you know, the t-shirt is one idea, but if you decide to turn around and make tote bags instead,
yeah.
or caps or whatever it is, you know, that's another niche to sell to.
Yep.
Because some folks are never own t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
That's
you know,
true.
There are people who don't own.
I've never met any of them. But.
You know, there are people who don't own funny slogan t-shirts.
That's me. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you said you never, I guarantee you don't.
I own very serious slogan t-shirts.
However, you may or may not be the type of person that might own a tote bag.
Yes.
With something like that.
I actually have a collection of cleverly monogrammed totes.
Really?
Not at all. So we talked about opportunity marketing and, you know, where you can find those ideas. You can go to googletrends.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Facebook and look in the upper right-hand corner. You can research Twitter trends and Reddit, you know, what's popular on Reddit. You can do all of those things. But we also talked about the audience that you've mm-hmm. got to have or have to be willing to develop to be successful with the strategy.
So that means you have a Instagram account or Facebook account or email sign up
or Twitter followers
or whatever it is, you
yeah.
know, wherever it is.
Or be participating in a niche group.
Yeah, or people who walk into your storefront on
right.
a regular basis. You
mm-hmm.
have to have a group of fans, a group of people who are a part of an audience that you've built.
A community.
Yeah,
a
community.
Yeah.
And it could be from anywhere from email marketing to social to an actual storefront.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what it is. But if you start building up this list,
yes.
And how do you do that? I mean, we've got podcasts upon podcasts
yes.
talking about
yes.
that. But if you've got an audience, then you can come up with an idea and you blast it out to them. And there are
yeah.
people who make money just doing that. They continue to grow their audience. And then
yeah.
they say, you know, here's the new trending idea t-shirt or
yeah.
cap or bag, and they tell that audience that. They tell their fans.
Yes.
They post it on Instagram. They do a little email marketing campaign. You know, here's the latest, political t-shirt, whatever it is.
Yep.
They send an email campaign out. They post it to their Facebook group. They you know, whatever they do, they share it, and a certain percentage of those people are going to buy.
Right.
And the goal is to keep growing that audience and to keep putting out new ideas.
Yes.
And every once in a while, some of the ideas are going to blow up and you're going to sell 600 of them, and others you're going to sell 6.
Yes, that's true.
So, but that's a thing that you do over time, and you keep building that over, and you get better and better at it. Or the other way to do it would be the same way, but through advertising. Yes. So you're advertising on Facebook or Instagram or Google, wherever you advertise, and you come up with an idea and you put some money into advertising and hopefully you sell some of them.
Right.
And you keep perfecting that, that marketing kind of plan, that marketing.
Agreed. And this is never, marketing is not a one-off kind of event. Yeah. These are one-off ideas, but it's not the kind of thing where you listen to the podcast, you decide to make a funny shirt, and you put it on Facebook as an advertisement, and you've never done any advertising before on Facebook. You have no idea how it works, and you've got a $50 budget, and you decide to just go, here's a picture of the t-shirt, here's my $50. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I sold one, and it was a bad idea, and I lost money, so I'm not going to do it again.
Ever.
No, you've got to commit to the idea that you like this. So what, you know, how I would do it if it were me.
Okay.
Is I would say, okay, I like following stuff online. Mm-hmm. I like going to all of these places. I like looking at trends. I find these things to be funny and or interesting. Right. That's probably maybe step one, is that you're actually going to do that.
Right.
If you don't like that, if you say, oh, I hate social media and Facebook, or I don't go on any of those news things, I don't watch local news. If you don't do any of those things.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah. If you don't do any of those things, you can stop, because you have to start doing that first. And already enjoying it will help you.
Right.
So then you've got that. Then you've got to say, okay, I have the ability to recognize these interesting and funny meme type of events, and I'm going to be able to recognize the good ones and hopefully be one of the first to try to sell this a product based off of that. Then you have to have a place to sell it, a storefront, an online store, a Facebook page, an Etsy, eBay.
Be willing to sell on Facebook. You have to have that set up in advance.
Exactly. So you've got to have that set up. Then you have to figure out why are people going to buy it? How are they going to find out about it? So either you're going to advertise or you're going to contact your audience.
Right.
So that means people are going to walk in your store. People are going to show up to your Facebook page, or they're going to see a post that you post, or you have an email list that you've been building up that you can email blast every time you have a new idea. So you've got that, or you're advertising, right?
Yes.
That, you know, so.
And you're good at it, or you're developing.
Or you're developing it is where I'd probably say, you know, first, because you have to say, okay, I've never done online advertising before, but I think I can figure it out. I can read articles. I can watch videos. I can try it. I can experiment, and I can say, okay, I'm going to put in $20 today, and I might lose all of it, but then I'm going to try something different tomorrow. And over the next, you know, however many 10 weeks, I'm going to invest $1,000 into this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep doing it until I find a formula that works.
Right.
And then you say, okay, well, I mean, you know, just watch and read on, you know, creating ads.
Yeah.
And then I think that's kind of from kind of start to finish.
Yeah.
And then once you get one, then you're ready. You need to be working on the next one while the first one is selling.
Yeah.
You know, you always need to be just watching out and keeping your eyes open for the next idea that's going to come through. And then I think the last part of it is you have to be prepared that maybe most of them are not going to be extremely successful.
I'm sure that most of them will not be successful.
Yeah. If you have the ability to think of a t-shirt idea, and every single idea you have, you sell 1,000 shirts, then, I mean, you are unique.
Yes.
You are very unique. Most of the time, people are going to come up with 8 ideas, and of the 8, one
will be pretty good.
Yeah, will do well. But the point is that 8th idea profited and paid for all of the 7 failures before.
Yes.
And to the point where it's worth it to go through that cycle again.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think this is something that the folks listening to the podcast can do. If they're already in business, then maybe they can implement this kind of opportunity marketing at some level. Mm-hmm. They can test it out, see if it's for them, whether or not it's a vertical market or through their online audience. Test out their interest level in keeping up with the trends. They can use Google Trends. They can use Facebook trending. They can see what is on Reddit and Twitter, and what's just in their universe of things that they pay attention to that might be funny or interesting or tragic enough that that people will buy a shirt based on that event.
Yeah, and it should fit the personality of your business, which we've talked about before in other podcasts. So it is perfectly fine for that t-shirt or bag or whatever it is to be extremely offensive.
If that's your business, to, yeah. If that's,
you know,
your business.
And because there are people who find that, you know, that type
entertaining.
Of humor,
yeah,
terrible. They find it extremely entertaining, and they're
right.
willing to pay for it. It might be extremely corny if that's
right.
your audience. It might be
religious.
It might be religious. It might be extremely, like, very, you know, parent mother oriented. It
right.
might be very, you know, equestrian, as you named.
Yeah.
You know, it might be very sports. You know, whatever it might be, it should fit your audience. And I would be leery about venturing out far from that. So if your audience is cheer moms, even though you probably like offensive humor, that
the average may not.
The yeah, average may not.
It doesn't have anything
yeah.
to do with
however,
your vertical.
However, if your vertical is you're selling to college men,
yes,
then I probably would say venture out into the offensive, because
right.
a lot of them are probably going to like it. So you've got to make that decision yourself on where on that stream you fall. So even though something might be, you might see something and say, oh my gosh, that idea is genius, my audience is not interested in it.
Right.
At that point in time, you look at, do I want to venture out to find a new audience or not?
Right.
Am I good enough at that? You know, whatever it might be.
I like all that.
Yeah.
I think that we've given our, we've given our listeners
yeah.
A little creative fodder.
Yeah. Some food for thought
yeah.
on this. And this for sure is one of those podcasts. Some podcasts are everybody should do it.
Right.
This is not one of those.
Yeah.
But if you are that, if you feel inspired after hearing this, do it then.
I like it. All right, guys. Thank you for listening once again to episode 41.
Uh-huh. 41. Where's the age joke?
Well, I mean, that was the age joke. I'm in my 40s now, so my memory is starting to go.
Right.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Wow. They are getting worse.
They are.
42. You've got a week
to figure out
a good 42.
A good 42. Okay.
I look forward to that.
I will see what I can up with. Okay, guys. This has been episode 41 of the CAS podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
This is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company.
Have a good business.